Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the penultimate E3 special. We're going for the Sony conference this time. Last one is going to be the Nintendo showcase. So this technically makes this the last E3 one because Nintendo don't do E3. Anyway, I'm John Miller hosting this one with Andrew Brooker.
Who's dude barely got his eyes open.
Yeah. Why did we sign up for this?
I do not know, but it's almost 3:30 in the morning, and that show's just finished, and I'm not entirely sure it was worth staying up for.
No, we'll crack on with the nitty gritty with it, but there was one thing that did very much stand out, and that was that they did focus solely on the games. They only had one bloke come out onto the stage and talk twice total. Yeah. The rest of it was just showing off videos of games.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good of them, actually. I was impressed that they kept it to the games. I think they kind of had to, because they, you know, it's not like Xbox, who had new hardware to show. And to be perfectly honest about this, they had no new IP to show, really, either.
No.
So, I don't a big deal out of it. Just have all the fucking games.
I don't think I saw. I don't know. No, there wasn't anything. No new IPs and no real new news.
No.
Everything else had already been previously confirmed.
Yeah, there were a couple of little bits of news, but nothing. Nothing that it was worth bringing extra people out onto the stage for.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go with the opening part of the conference with the
some sitar music at 2:00 in the morning.
2 a.m. Well, actually, let's start the fact that at 2 in the morning it started.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an hour and a half late.
No, but which was good, because I would definitely be asleep.
Yeah. So starting with the on time with sitar music and then an indoor waterfall, which then went into pretty patterns before moving on to showing us the Uncharted DLC that started the PlayStation showcase like 3 months ago.
Yeah, and was shown at E3 last year.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I lie. I don't think it was shown at E3 last year. But we did already know about it.
Yes.
Because like you say, it was shown at the showcase a few months ago. Nothing new, nothing special, nothing extra.
I don't think they actually showed anything new for that Uncharted DLC.
I think there are a few new bits of video, but there was no new gameplay in it.
Wait, is it actually DLC or is it just
an expansion?
Yeah, it's a standalone expansion that you can just buy and play, like a couple of others that Sony have been famous for releasing.
Yeah, but like Infamous First Light was.
Yeah, so after that we moved on to some Horizon Zero Dawn DLC.
Yeah, I think one of us called that.
Yeah, what pretty you? Sure that was
Lee
that was you.
It.
You mentioned it as well, as far as I'm aware.
It doesn't surprise me. Didn't tell us much. There could very well turn out to be Trials DLC, which would be a real disappointment, but. Because Trials are easily the worst bit of Horizon. But, you know, we'll see.
So it didn't spoil the story for you, so, you know, no. we can't complain about that.
No, I can't. I was happy with that. But, yeah, it's more Horizon. More Horizon's a good thing.
Yeah, depends if you've played Horizon.
Well, whether or not you've played Horizon, eventually you will get to play Horizon.
True.
And you'll have more of it.
Yeah. You're not wrong, Mr. Brooker. You're not wrong.
Don't make me use logic at 3:30 in the morning.
I'm trying to make your brain kick back into gear.
It won't.
Can't have you falling asleep mid-edit and then not uploading this.
True.
Okay, so from that, moved on to the next game trailer that was for Days Gone.
See, oh Jesus, dying. See, that was I thought it was going to be a trailer, and it turned out to be actual gameplay.
Yeah,
which was interesting, but it didn't show. It showed a new bit of game, so it showed an extra bit from what we saw last year, but it didn't show anything new. It was still the same stuff. It was still The Last of Us meets Sons of Anarchy with World War Z zombies. I would have liked to have seen something new apart from zombie bear. Barbed wire zombie bear is here to fuck your shit up.
I'm pretty sure he also had like an axe sticking out the side of him.
Yeah.
So yeah. So aside from the zombie and the zombie wolves and the fact that the dude fell off of his motorcycle at whatever God knows speed he was doing with due to some guys deciding to leave a rope trap, and then he fucking shanks one before, if you know, absolutely just destroying the other dude with a rope. It just seems so fucking brutal.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be one of those Walking Dead situations, though, isn't it? Where, you know, of course it's brutal. It's post-apocalyptic, super-fast zombies.
Yeah.
But, again, you know, nothing we haven't seen already from Days Gone looks fun. I'll probably pick it up.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fucking outstanding, but isn't the market saturated enough with this zombie post-apocalyptic lone wolf guy travelling?
Yeah. I mean, I can only hope they know what they're doing, because in a post The Last of Us world, they need to bring something special out of the books. You know, they need to really, really up their game if they're going to do another The Last of Us type game.
Yeah.
So here's a hoping that they've, you know, got their heads screwed on and they're going to do it right, but time will tell. Still no release date for it, though, as far as I remember.
Yeah. So after that, we moved on to Monster Hunter, I believe.
Yeah, Monster Hunter Worlds?
Worlds, yeah. So this is Monster Hunter on a big platform.
Yeah.
I think, is this the first time ever, isn't it?
I do not know. Monster Hunter's so far away from my wheelhouse, I honestly couldn't tell you, mate.
I was really confused by Monster Hunter. Now, I'm assuming there's going to be someone listening who's going to tell us what Monster Hunter's really about, but that dude had a big fuck-off sword and seemed to be doing things thanks to Firefly power.
Yeah.
I've no idea what was going on. He was just walking along and then using the power of Fireflies to then do stuff without, and completely ignoring the fact that he has a massive fucking sword to just destroy everything around him.
Yeah. Okay, so Monster Hunter apparently has been on the PS2, the PS3, the PSP, the Vita, the Wii, the Wii U, the 360, the 3DS, the Switch, and iOS.
Okay. I just assumed that Monster Hunter was just like a 3DS game.
I thought it was as well. The power of Wikipedia, my friend. I don't know. It's not something that hits my radar ever.
The Monster Hunter exists and it's coming on PlayStation 4.
Yes. And that is all I can tell you.
Yeah. Before, from moving on from that, my stream crapped out on me. So I'm assuming that this was a Shadow of the Colossus or something similar, because I only caught the chick wandering along and there being some big fucking colossi.
Yeah,
and
then
my stream died.
It was which pretty much all we got was that, and it just said Shadow of the Colossus, and I'm assuming it's a PS4 remaster.
Yeah.
Banking on the goodwill that The Last Guardian got it. I'm not sure I'm interested. I played Ico and Colossus when they came out. I tried to play the HD remakes when they re-released them on PS3 and couldn't really get on with them.
They've not aged well.
No, and that's pretty much why I haven't bought The Last Guardian yet as well.
Because
I can't imagine it. If they've stuck with the same kind of control conventions, it would just annoy the piss out of me. So, no, I don't really give 1/8 of a shit about a Shadow of the Colossus remaster, although I'm sure it will sell by the bucket load.
Oh yeah, it's going to sell like the hot cakes. But it's... I loved playing it in the first place. But I never... I think I bought the HD remaster of Shadow of the Colossus and Ico.
Yeah.
I don't know if I actually... I'm pretty sure I didn't play them, though.
Right.
No. Pretty Fair confident enough. I never got around to playing them. They're just sitting on my PlayStation 3 account. At some point, if they ever announce backwards compatibility as a thing without having to pay stupid money for it...
Yeah.
And they're on the list, then maybe I will get around to playing with them, but... It's slim to none chance at the moment.
Yeah, pretty much where I'm sitting as well. so let's move swiftly on.
And then my feed came back about 14 seconds, I'm assuming, into the showing of Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
I mean, you're a Marvel vs. Capcom fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I love playing the games, but from what we saw of this little teaser for it, it doesn't actually show us anything of what the game's about. Well, no, it shows us what the story's about, but it doesn't show us...
Have you played...
Is it a fighter?
I think it is, with the story mode.
Yeah.
Have you played Telltale's Guardians of the Galaxy yet?
I've played the trial that was available.
It looks like that.
Kind of, yeah.
I could have sworn, it's clearly Marvel versus Capcom, because it had, you know, Rocket Raccoon and Dante from Devil May Cry in it. So, yeah, okay, it's Marvel versus Capcom. You look at it and go, why does it look like that? Because that looks really fucking weird. And it looks like, is this Marvel versus Capcom by way of Telltale Games? This is really strange.
Yeah, I don't know which team is doing the animation for it, but a lot of the Capcom characters didn't look like themselves.
No.
And considering previous Marvel vs. Capcom games, they've prided themselves in having the characters look like what they're supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Regardless of which characters they are, so
Chun-Li just looked weird.
Chun-Li was supposed to look like Chun-Li,
and she looked really fucking bizarre when she was talking.
Yeah, but they seem to have just picked an animation style and just made all the characters look like as if they were part of that animation style, which I guess kind of works. But you say Chun-Li looks weird. I'm gonna go with that. I've forgotten his name. Nova. Looked pretty fucking weird. He looked like he was a fucking buckethead.
I'm just trying to find out who done the voice work, because the guy that done the voice of Thanos sounded familiar.
Yeah, he did. I can't remember who it was either. I don't know.
But just while we talk, I found myself onto a page that's taken ages to load, so I'm just going to give up with that idea and we're going to move on. But yeah, apparently there's a demo available for the story mode.
Yes, there is. Now. Out today, apparently. Which I... Is Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite a PS exclusive?
I do not know.
Because I hope not. Because I don't want to have to not buy it on the grounds that it's on my PlayStation. I just don't play it. I'm actually going to contemplate trading in my PlayStation along with my Xbox when the One X comes out.
Yeah.
Which is an odd thing to say during the podcast for the Sony conference.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I would guess that the demo at least will probably be Sony exclusive.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be the first time that they've done them.
No, it wouldn't, especially not with Capcom as well, because they had our one exclusively for quite a while for Resident Evil 7, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would bet it's exclusive to PS4 for a little while at least.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, moving swiftly on to Call of Duty World War II. Or WWII, whichever your chosen way of pronouncing it is.
It was just another trailer, though, wasn't it? There was nothing special, no extra gameplay we hadn't seen. You know, there was no multiplayer demo, no campaign playthrough, no zombies demo, no nothing.
No, it was very much a trailer with a little bit of... It was a trailer of in-game footage spliced with a little bit of actual in-game, you know, footage.
Yeah.
But
absolutely nothing. Nothing special, nothing worth talking about, nothing worth worrying about.
Yeah, but we did get its release date, which is November the 3rd.
Yeah.
But the question is, Mr. Brooker, did it look like it was going to give you the boots on the ground experience that you are being promised?
One of the things I'm actually glad that they didn't have anybody on the stage selling the fucking thing to me, because they definitely would have said boots on the ground like 11 times.
Yeah.
So a trailer done me fine.
A trailer of the boots on that are on the ground.
Yes.
And at multiple occasions there were people parachuting out of the sky to land their boots on the ground.
Plus flamethrowers.
Yes. Flamethrowers wielded by people who have their boots firmly on the ground.
Okay, just stop now. Twat.
So after the boots on the ground experience that is Call of Duty WWII, we moved on to a PlayStation VR section. So are you happy now that you've not wasted God knows how many notes on buying a PlayStation VR?
Not really.
Sony are still supporting it for at least one more year.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be fair, the VR did get a fair amount of support today. You know, whether or not it's stuff that interests me, and let's get this out straight away, most of the stuff in that shit did not interest me in the slightest. But they are still supporting it, and that is still a good thing. But are they really, all these years later, still trying to sell Skyrim?
Yes. Skyrim is being sold because Bethesda can't do anything else.
I don't get it. The world will end. You and me will be dead. There'll be the cockroaches, the nuclear winter, and one person still trying to sell Skyrim.
Well, the thing is that they announced Skyrim for Switch yesterday.
Yep.
And during the same conference, Bethesda announced Fallout 4 VR and Doom VR.
Yep.
But today, they announced for PlayStation VR Skyrim, yep, but not the other two.
This is my point, though. I don't care about Skyrim. I want to play Doom VFR.
Yes.
You know, Doom VFR will be amazing. I don't care about Skyrim. And I'm not entirely sure the people that do care about Skyrim and care about VR still care enough about both to play Skyrim in VR just because they said they did.
Well, the thing is that Skyrim was notoriously broken on PlayStation right from the start.
Okay.
It was a game that if you were playing it, the autosave just for some reason wouldn't save over itself, and you just end up with an ever-growing size of autosave file until eventually your hard drive filled up and the game crashed.
Okay, fair enough.
So, that's from the start, and it took them months to fix this.
Okay.
And now they're at a point, all these years later, that they've decided that, you know what, this is a company, we need to now make a VR version of this same game for their latest console.
Yeah. No.
Someone is doing marketing wrong somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Just, no. Not having it, not buying it, not interested. They did show a horror game that did interest me. It's called Inpatient.
Inpatient, yes.
Which looked very cool. It looked
creepy as balls.
Yeah, and creepy is what I want out of VR, because creepy in VR works very, very well.
Yeah.
That's good. Everything else that they announced doesn't really interest me that much. They had a butterfly thing, something that looked like Stuart Little got thrown into a horror game.
Bravo Team, which looked like an on-rail shooter.
Yeah, if they do a demo of it, I'll give it a go. Obviously they didn't say anything next, it was just a trailer, but I'm guessing that's one of those things that will work better if you've got that far point aiming thing, which I'm not going to get, because it just looks like a move stuck to a coat hanger.
Yeah. And they also showed off Final Fantasy 15 Monsters of the Deep.
Oh, good.
So, VR fishing in the Final Fantasy 15 universe. What more could you want in life?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I'm desperate to play VR fishing with big head twats who... No!
So, question
who's
for
buy
our...
that?
Question for our many listeners who also own PlayStation VR.
That's like two.
Who also love Final Fantasy.
So, Jack.
What did you think? Bearing in mind that you've already ruined our opinion of you when you mentioned you don't like Aisha Tyler.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts on Final Fantasy 15 fishing VR.
God, no.
So, from that, we've moved into another... What was it with them and just water, just constantly?
Because it will look good on PS4 Pro.
No, it's not just the fact that this water... It's just, I mean, in the actual, like, room, they had that waterfall at the start, and then they had the scene where they decided to just display water shimmer around the entire room and just play the sound of water. Well, they're just trying to make everyone need a piss inside the auditorium.
Maybe, just to make them suffer for a bit.
Yeah. So then they gave us the next trailer of Dad of War.
Yeah, God of War.
So, Kratos and his son.
Kratos is looking an awfully lot like the Big Show.
He actually sounded a lot like the Big Show in at least one of the moments.
I want to like God of War. I like the other God of War games. I'm curious. It looks like, from a couple of the bits we saw in that gameplay trailer thing, it looks like we're going to get an explanation as to how we've ended up there, because it definitely references the other games in there.
I didn't play the previous God of War. Number 4, was it? God of War 4.
Wasn't it 3? Wasn't it God of War 3 and then we had a prequel?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Something along... There was a God of War. Why has Kratos no longer got those chain swords?
I don't know.
Why is he now carrying an axe around with him that he then threw into a giant sea that was then given back to him by a giant fish head monster?
Why is he also now a Viking?
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's answer the big questions first. He's supposed to be a Greek god and now he's a Viking.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like I say, I assume a couple of bits there look like they're going to reference the previous game, so hopefully we get an answer. But who knows?
Yeah.
But so, again, another thing, you know, another trailer / semi-gameplay thing that we'd seen last year as well.
Yeah, that raised as many questions as it did answers.
Yeah.
So, next up, a game that actually I got kind of a little... I actually sat forward a little bit watching the trailer for it, because it did look pretty interesting. The moral choices, for instance, and just the overall different play ways that you could play this game, and that was for Detroit.
This was like Become Human or Being Human or something.
Something along those lines, yeah.
It's the latest Quantic Dream game. So the guys that made Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls.
Yes. So it looks, again, a similar sort of vein of choose your own adventure mode.
Yeah.
With quick time events. But it's an interesting premise for me.
Yeah.
I quite like the whole androids, you know, overthrowing their masters.
Well, it's very Blade Runner, isn't it?
Yeah, very Blade Runner, very what Deus Ex could have been in the most recent iteration of it. Yeah.
Okay. I have to admit I'm not interested, but it's mainly because I've played
the other two.
All of David Cage's other games. They're so boring.
I never finished Heavy Rain and never started Ellen Page, the video game.
Did you play Indigo Prophecy?
No.
Yeah, that was boring as well.
Yeah.
They're literally just all of them just boring. I can't stand the guy. You know, I'm not against, you know, auteurs in video games. I'm not against auteurs in general, but I don't think his style lends itself to video games. I think he should be making films. And I think he knows he should be making films. He just knows that he would never be allowed to make one.
Yeah. But it's an interesting idea for this game for me. Probably won't play it, which is a shame.
Because it's PS4 exclusive.
Yeah. I have no intention of keeping a PS4 for much longer because I just don't play it.
Fair enough.
It's like all these exclusives are coming out and all these games that I should really be picking up, and I just can't see myself playing it.
That's a shame.
Yeah. And then from that we got the next ish half trailer for Destiny 2, which was completely wasted, but I imagine we won't get any more information out of Destiny 2 until, well, coming up to its release date, which we got for September the 6th.
Yep.
However, they did confirm the exclusivity rights for the PlayStation for at least fall 2018, it said.
Yeah. So a year of exclusivity for PlayStation.
Yeah.
So, isn't that pretty much the same deal they had last time?
Yeah, so it looked like it was a weapon, two multiplayer maps, and two strike missions. So, about the same as... Oh, and the custom armor pieces, which probably locked into the strike mission anyway.
Yeah.
But, once again, the whole Destiny community is being screwed over because Sony have decided they want to throw some money at this game.
Yeah. Well, not the whole Destiny community, just the PC and Xbox side of it.
Well, I'm going to keep saying it every time that it's screwing over the PlayStation gamers as well, because it doesn't matter. The gear that the rewards that they get for being able to do their exclusive stuff will never be maximum level.
Well, no, of course not.
Because they won't be able to get the maximum level versions because those missions are locked behind a wall that only PlayStation people have access behind.
Yeah.
So there's that. So I believe that was the last game that they showed off right up until whatever his name is, the bloke came back out to say thank you to everyone.
Yeah.
And show off the future of Sony, which is the PlayStation 4, the PlayStation VR, and the PlayStation 4 Pro, and not the PlayStation Vita.
Oh, the Vita was never going to get... It was never going to be in that lineup. Not ever.
No.
Not in a million years.
No, and a long way from the last guy who used it as a soundbite.
Yeah.
Last year. kind of, I tell you what, that's one of the things I was most glad about, the fact that they didn't have anyone coming onto the stage to just talk bollocks for a bit, was that we didn't have a stupid douchebag coming onto the stage and belittling everyone and reducing the Vita to sound bites.
Yeah.
So we got on to our last game of the night, which was Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man interested me, actually. I wasn't entirely sold on it last year when we saw it. I just kind of thought it was probably Sony and Insomniac just, you know, riding the hype. But, you know, I still think they're riding the hype.
Yeah.
But it actually looks really good.
It does. It looks... The combat's very reminiscent of Arkham games, but then so many games are now doing that where they've got the main character have to do just nothing but countering in groups of enemies.
Well, yeah, but the combat works so well, and it worked so well in the Arkham games that if there's nothing, you can't do anything original in these games anymore, so you might as well, if you're going to copy from the best, and the combat in Arkham is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, if you're not going to do surrounded by enemies and just smack your way around, then you might as well do it in, you're surrounded by a couple of enemies and you just spend the entire time matching what it is that they're doing and just countering.
Yep.
It's just the way that you kind of have to do it, and it works. My biggest gripe for it is that there were no stupid puns. Spider-Man is supposed to make puns whenever he does almost anything.
There were some puns.
There was the one where he asked what if this was the flight to something or other as he flew through the helicopter.
I think that's okay. I think in what looks like it's probably going to be an open world game, so a 20 to 30 hour game, what you don't want is in your 5 to 10 minute demo it to be laden with puns, because otherwise it turns into the Deadpool game, and as fun as the Deadpool game was, the shit that came out of his mouth really grated on your nerves after hour 3.
Yeah. Spider-Man is basically mini Deadpool.
Yeah. But I think it looks alright. I like the running around. It is very Alex Mercer-like in his legging up the side of buildings.
Yeah, that was a bit weird.
I didn't think that was a Spider-Man trait, but...
No, I mean, he can climb buildings, running up them, not so much. So, yeah, that was a bit weird. But the swinging around the city, he at least looked like he was trying to put the spider webs onto buildings as he swung past.
Yeah. But it looked good. It looked fun.
Yeah, it did look fun. And it looked... It looked like a game that I would absolutely love to play. Once again, won't.
You mean even that one won't convince you to keep your PS4?
No, and I tell you what, I'm kind of glad that there was all of this. Nothing's convinced me to get a PS4, because I can now confirm and probably firmly say that there's no point me getting a Switch either, despite the games that we saw earlier.
Fair enough.
And have seen so far, and what might come out from Nintendo tonight.
Yeah.
For our final podcast.
Fair enough. I thought Spider-Man looked great. I'm quite looking forward to it. But as a show, I thought it was a bit underwhelming. But it did what it needed to do. There was no way it was going to compete with Xbox this year, so it didn't try.
Yeah.
They did well, and that's all they needed to do.
It ticked all of their boxes, and it ticked all of the fans' boxes. The only thing that they didn't do was show off anything for The Last of Us 2.
Yeah, which was a surprise.
Yeah, a surprise in itself, but, you know, it's... We can't expect to get everything that, you know...
No.
And have all of our cake and eat it too, and they showed us plenty.
Last of Us 2 is years off still, so...
Yeah.
I'm not worried about not seeing Last of Us 2. We'll probably see some of that at Gamescom in August. And they usually do their thing towards the end of the year, so we'll see some more then. I think we'll be alright.
Yeah, I mean, they need to get the Uncharted stuff out of the way. I'm surprised they even showed off The Last of Us Part 2 last year.
Yeah, they didn't show Death Stranding this year either.
No, so...
So, yeah. Got a load of stuff out of the way, kept a lot of stuff back. Interesting.
No new Metal Gear either.
Well, that was never going to happen.
Never know.
Oh, I do. I definitely know. But yeah, so that was Sony, I think, mate. That was
Sony showing us what it is that they can do when their back's against the wall and they've got no hardware to show off.
Yeah.
Because they essentially blew their load early last year.
Yep.
With the PlayStation 4 Pro. And I think they're probably kicking themselves a little bit about it.
Yeah, probably.
They didn't even try and make any snide remarks at Xbox.
They weren't going to win doing that. I think they probably reserved themselves to the fact that this year's just a giant, you know, advert time slot.
Yep.
And next year we'll get new, you know, brand new games. We'll get Last of Us gameplay. We'll get probably more of what we saw this year, because it still won't be fucking out next year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it is what it is. It's not, you know, it wasn't a bad showing. It was just there.
Yeah. Next year is going to be Sony's year, as they say.
Maybe.
So there's that. That's the last of the E3 conferences. But the second to last thing that we're going to talk about in terms of stuff for this weekend.
Yep. So yeah, what's the next one? Is it 5 o'clock?
5 p.m. tonight.
Okay, so 13 hours from now.
Yep.
Cool. I'd best get cracking and get this podcast up then, hadn't I?
Yeah, don't fall asleep when recording it.
No, I won't. I will get it uploaded and I'm going to probably walk the dog and then go to bed. Because if I look out my window, yep, it's getting light out.
Oh, God. I'm going to struggle sleeping tonight.
Right, let's call this a day then, mate.
Yep.
And sign it off. So 13 hours we're going to have the Nintendo show, so that'll be our last one for E3 2017. And come and follow us on Twitter at Character Unlock. If you want to follow John, we'll be live tweeting the Nintendo show. Bless him.
Oh, God.
Character Unlock was presented by Andrew Brooker and John Miller, with music provided with permission from Miracle of Sound from the track A Dog's Life. Character Unlock is recorded for Failed Critics and is a part of the Failed Media network of podcasts, along with Field and Mullinger's Underground Nights and the Failed Critics Film Podcast. And you can check us out at failedcritics.com or find us on Twitter at Character Unlock. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.